Hello, everybody. Welcome to All Villa, No Filler. Please subscribe to us here on YouTube or follow us on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're kind enough, if you like what we do, this would really help us. Please do put in a nice five-star review on Apple or Spotify, somewhere like that. Help spread the word. Help us keep on growing because we love doing this podcast and we love doing it for days like today when Professor Unai Emery, the man I call the professor, he has signed a new contract with Aston Villa, or rather extended his contract with Aston Villa until the year 2027, as reported by the Oracle himself, David Ornstein, in The Athletic. David Ornstein is such an oracle that back in ancient Greece, they'd have travelled for miles and miles around to find out what the latest football gossip was going to be. Well, here's what he's reported. He said that the 52-year-old Spaniard, or the man from the Basque country, Unai Emery, well, basically, he's been linked with a number of vacancies, including a lot of noise coming from Germany recently about Bayern Munich. But he's moved to end that speculation by signing on with Aston Villa until 2027. According to Ornstein as well, Villa intend to sit down with Emery this summer and prolong his terms even further. And the owners, Nassef Sawiris and Wes Edens, are certain he can become Villa's version of the legendary Manchester United manager, Sir Alex Ferguson. Well, it clearly appears that Sawiris and Edens are listening to this podcast, because what have I been saying on this podcast since the very dawn of our existence? I have been saying that Aston Villa have been desperately looking for a manager who is, in a way, larger than life, that around them you can build something. They have a vision and they are capable, with the right materials in place, with everything being properly run behind the scenes and on the pitch, they are capable of lifting Villa from also-rans, fighting relegation, maybe pushing to Europa qualification one season every 10 years. But they're capable of pushing Villa beyond that into a team that regularly doesn't just compete for Europe, but actually wins things. We have been waiting for that manager for a long, long time. There is no reason at all why Manchester United or Liverpool should be a bigger club than Aston Villa, right? What happened in the past with those clubs? Back in the 1960s, Liverpool made a miracle hire in Bill Shankly, right? Followed that up with Bob Paisley, right? Worked brilliantly for them. Shankly, legend, genius. Ended up building Liverpool into what it is today. And from that, Liverpool have always had that aura, haven't they? Right? And they've had down periods. They've been absolutely garbage at times in the last 20, 30 years. But there have been moments when they've still had that vision of them being Liverpool. And then they'll bring in a manager, like, say, it was Gerard Houllier 20 years ago. It was Jurgen Klopp in 2015. They're capable of getting those managers, and those managers then build their own vision into what the club can be. Jurgen Klopp has been an absolutely fantastic hire for them. But if you remember before that, they had Kenny Dalglish came back and Roy Hodgson. Didn't go very well for them, did it? Then you look at Manchester United. What did they do? Well, they got Matt Busby. That worked out perfectly for them. And then for quite a few years after Busby left, they were absolute garbage. And what happened then? Well, they hired Alex Ferguson, and for 5 years, they weren't very good. They just about got away with it because Mark Robin saved the day for them in the FA Cup. Fergie stayed in his job, according to as the legend goes. And then after that, Ferguson just went from strength to strength and built Manchester United into the powerhouse we know today. Right, then you look at teams like Chelsea and Man City, and let's face it, they've got nation-state involvement because Roman Abramovich, he is the Russian state, because that's what Russian oligarchs are. They are Vladimir Putin, essentially, in another mask. So they had state involvement to get them to where they are. So that, let's face it, they play with the cheat code on, right? But aside from all that, they still have the managers, Pep Guardiola. They had Jose Mourinho back in the day. Managers make clubs. I'm convinced of it. Now, Aston Villa had Ron Saunders back in the 70s, right? And Ron Saunders, for 7 years in his time at Villa, 7, 8 years, he made Aston Villa magnificent, right? He had us competing at the top of tables. My own uncle was there during that time as a striker with Andy Gray and Brian Little, John Dean himself, right? And then after that, you know, Villa won the League Cup. And that followed a period where Villa had been absolutely terrible, right? In the 60s, we'd been bloody rubbish. We got back up through Ron Saunders. We won the League Cup through Ron Saunders. Then we won it again in 77, beating Everton at Old Trafford. And then, you know, competing at the top of the old Division One. And then eventually winning the league itself and going on to win the European Cup itself. And that all had to be the force of personality of Ron Saunders having the vision to sign the right players, to bring the right players through from the U team, to make these players believe that they could be, you know, the maximum of their talent, and to, you know, have the tactical nous to go and win things, right? To have that force of personality in an era of, you know, Brian Clough and Liverpool, Forest and Liverpool being a top team, Leeds being a top team. He managed to do it. Now, Aston Villa, we've had top managers during our time. You know, Ron Saunders Ron Atkinson did a great job in the early 90s. Martin O'Neill did a very good job, you would say. And then Dean Smith, of course, the manager we all love, who was the right man at the right time, who got us from the Championship in one of the most amazing seasons we'll ever remember in our lives. That 10-game winning streak, the rise of Grealish, all that. And then following that, he kept us in the Premier League, set the foundations for what Unai Emery is now building on. So Dean Smith will always be a key fundamental legend at Aston Villa. But who is the man to lead Villa into the promised land of actual regular Champions League qualification? And, you know, daring to dream of winning things in Europe, daring to dream that we might even compete for Premier League titles. Who is the man to do that? Well, what Unai Emery's done at Aston Villa in the last year and a half is an absolute bloody wonder. And it makes you truly believe that he could be the man to do that. We're on the cusp of a European final. Olympiacos is going to be bloody hard to beat. We're on the cusp of Champions League qualification. We've got really tough games left to go. Tottenham, don't write them off, Tottenham. I still think they can beat teams like Arsenal and Liverpool. You know, it might even beat City at home. Don't write it off. It's going to be bloody tight at the end of the season. But what Emery has done at Aston Villa so far is introduced the best football I have ever seen at this football club in my life. And I've been supporting us from the season we finished second in the Premier League back in 92, 93. Right, I've seen some really top teams at Villa. I've seen a lot of bloody dross. Mostly, it's been pretty bad for the last 10 years, particularly. But what Unai Emery has done is instill within this club a belief, finally, that we can be a club that competes at the top. He's a manager that Tottenham got 10 years ago, Mauricio Pochettino, right? He's that manager that knows how to get it done at the very highest level. And for him to sign on another year and him to sit down this summer and potentially extend his contract with Villa is absolutely massive, right? Liverpool this summer lose Jurgen Klopp. Manchester City might not hold on to Guardiola beyond the next season, right? Beyond next year, 2025. You know, Arteta is doing a brilliant job at Arsenal, but he's still not... He's won the FA Cup, but he's not quite got over the line yet. He might do this season with the Premier League. Manchester United are still a complete cluster behind the scenes. Chelsea are still a mess, and who knows what's going on with their PSR. You know, though I think they are improving a lot, and they haven't lost in the Premier League since February 4th. Worth bearing that in mind for when we play them on Saturday, though they are playing Arsenal away tonight, and that might be their undoing. But Chelsea are, you know, they're improving, but they're still... It's still a mess under Bowley, let's face it. So there is an opportunity here for Villa to set themselves within that Champions League bracket while Unai Emery is there at Villa. There is an opportunity to do it. I'm not saying we're going to do it. So, you know, I don't want other fans of other clubs clipping this up in 2 years' time saying, look at this delusional fool. But the fact of the matter is, we're sitting here right now with the evidence that we've got, and what Unai Emery's done at Aston Villa is create the best football I've ever seen at Aston Villa, introduce a style of football that then can disseminate through the entire club into the U team, the reserves, into the entire area of Birmingham itself. This is how we play football. We do it with calmness and surety. We don't do it with a bunch of dads on the sidelines screaming to kick it out of play, screaming to kick it long, you know, panicking, panic, panic, panic. It's none of that bollocks anymore. It's different. You know, what Aston Villa have done as well behind the scenes, building the structure around Unai Emery that can permit him to try and reach the highest levels that we can, right? Under Perslow 5 years ago, the youth structure was what, that's what I'll always give Perslow big credit for. That youth structure, that was something he targeted from the start. It's what the club targeted from the start. And it went, it's just paying dividends to this day, right? That is all there in place for Unai Emery. But what we've done as well is we've brought in Damian Vidigani as his as director of football. We've got Monchi there, you know, as a man who's he's worked with before, led to great success at Sevilla, 3 seasons in a row, 3 Europa Leagues in a row. I mean, behind that, you know, you've got the whole commercial department as well. We've just signed this Betano deal, 20 million a year. You know, various, you know, look, I'm not going to go into the ins and outs of betting sponsorships. You know, we can, that's a different podcast. But the fundamental fact is that that has raised revenues behind the scenes quite substantially, therefore, hasn't it? Again, not a subject that I think is for this podcast, but something else to talk about in another one. But look, the ingredients are in place for this club to be massively successful. We've got new Itairos investment as well. You know, big, big hitters, big players who clearly have big ambitions for Aston Villa. And Unai Emery clearly sees that and thinks Aston Villa are a team worth sticking with rather than throwing it all up in the air and going, walking into a Bayern Munich job, which he could almost certainly do, right? You know, what this must do to the heads of people like, you know, that lad on TalkSport saying, yeah, well, you know, with accents that come from the Thames Estuary going, yeah, well, you know, I mean, look, let's face it, if Manchester United come calling or Bayern Munich come calling, Unai Emery's going to be bloody off, isn't he? Or, you know, a couple of seasons ago, now, I like Jamie Carragher as a pundit, actually. I think he's excellent at times. But I do remember him saying, on the day when Villa played Manchester City, when Steven Gerrard was there as manager on the final day of the season, something along the lines of Aston Villa are never going to be competing for titles. Or the players at the club at the time are never going to be competing for titles with Villa. And that maybe something they can do is everyone will remember them for being the team that stopped a certain team winning the title. I mean, that ain't... people living in the past. Living in the past, not comprehending that Aston Villa are a team that can go and win things. Not comprehending that behind the scenes, Villa have been building ever since the Saverio St. Eden's walked in through the door. They've been building towards something, towards something that is ultra ambitious, right? And, you know, when Randy Lerner was there, it was built on sand in the end because it turned out he couldn't be arsed when the money tap stopped, right? I just don't get that vibe from Saverio St. Eden's, right? Who knows how it's going to go in the next year or two? Who knows, right? And I might look like a fool for saying this in 2 years, but I cannot help but feel that with all the investment in place, with the structures built behind the scenes on the commercial and on the footballing side, with the new investment of Itairos, I cannot help but think that this is all long-term strategic thinking. And that in the end, Unai Emery has seen this and decided he wants to be a part of it. Why can we not dare to dream of what Villa can do in the next few years? Why can we not dare to dream and look at what Atletico... I mean, how many times have I repeated it on this podcast now, right? How many bloody times have I repeated it on this podcast? Look at Atletico Madrid back in the year 2008. They were a running joke. A running joke. And Diego Simeone turned up, had to compete with the two best club sides of all time in Real Madrid and Barcelona, Mourinho's Madrid and Pep Guardiola's incredible Barcelona side. Diego Simeone got Atletico Madrid to winning the Copa del Rey, and then from there they went and won La Liga and they got to 2 Champions League finals. People laughed at Atletico Madrid. And look what he did. People would laugh at you for saying Aston Villa could be a Champions League team even just a year ago. Even just a year ago, they'd have been falling off their seats, howling with laughter, crying tears of joy. If you'd said it 2 years ago when Stevie G was there saying that Chelsea should come here and wipe the floor with us. That just ain't it. That ain't it. Football changes, it's waves, you know. Things don't last forever. Liverpool aren't always going to be at the top. And Jurgen Klopp's going out the door. That's going to be difficult for them to replace that. Right, Manchester United are not always going to be at the top. They have the revenues and the finances to always be a team that can ensure they can bail themselves out of trouble when they need to. But it doesn't always mean they're going to be number one. Manchester City, look, how the hell anyone overhauls that with the nation state backing they got? But in the end, Guardiola's not going to be there forever as well. And that ain't going to be easy to replace either. So why can't Villa dare to believe that in the next few years that we can potentially compete for the absolute top trophies? Why not? That we can compete at the top of these leagues. And that we have a manager who is a force of nature, a manager who is fundamentally a tactical genius, and a man that talks with such grace and class. Because, you know, a lot of these personalities, you know, I'll take like a Jose Mourinho or a Clough back in the day, there would sometimes probably be things that they said that you would go, ah, it's kind of annoying, particularly Mourinho. I wouldn't love that. Unai Emery, no excuse culture. Do you ever hear him moaning about referees? Do you ever hear him whinging about injury lists? Do you ever hear him complaining about the volume of games? No. He leaves that to all the podcasters, all of us to do that. He leaves it to all us fans to do that. He leaves it to all the other managers to do that about their clubs. Instead, Unai Emery has built a no-excuse culture. Exactly what he calls it. And whatever happens, happens. You get out there on the pitch and you do what you can do to the best of your ability. That is always what he says. And the signings he's made in recent times, Morgan Rogers looking like an absolute wonder signing. Villa having their pants pulled down, apparently, according to a top podcast out there. Yeah, sure, right, okay. Yeah. He's going to go to Bayern Munich. He's going to go to Man United. He's going to walk out and he's going to go to a top team, mate. Do you know what I mean? You're not paying attention. Just pure lazy punditry. You're just living in the past. I'm looking to the future. I'm looking at the here and now. And under Unai Emery, why not dare to believe that we can go somewhere very, very special indeed? That journey is happening right now. Why not dare to dream? I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying it's all going to end up with us up in the stars and it all works brilliantly. But why not believe that we're on the rocket ship up to those stars right now and that one day we might just reach it? Because we've got the manager, we've got the captain to lead us there. Anyway, I just compared Unai Emery to Captain Kirk, to Neil Armstrong. Anyway, let me know what you think. As I said at the start of this podcast, please, it really helps us if you subscribe on YouTube, if you follow us on Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever it is you get your podcasts. If you write nice reviews, if you give us, you know, that nice 5-star review on Spotify on your phone, which you can do. If you go into the Villa podcast and the Aston Villa, it's all Villa No Filler, click on it, you know. Please, it helps us so much. Did an interview earlier this week reviewing the Bournemouth game and how things have gone for Villa recently with the absolutely brilliant Sam Tai, who's a freelance broadcaster for ESPN, Sky Sports and the like. Go and check that out, please. We just put that out the other day. Other than that, we'll be back later this week as well. I might look ahead to the Chelsea game. Got a lot to say about Chelsea. I think that's a much tougher game than it appears given their league position. Yes, I'll be back again with your regular service reviewing games and looking ahead to the future. But hey, let me know what you think. Up the mighty Villa.